Yeah, we went through a powerful course, as we know in the meantime. And the PTSD for... you're okay to... which tells it, it was a strong download of grace. Yeah. So I mentioned that I called that course really a transcending experience. And I'm not somebody who says after every course, this was the best one, this was the best faculty, you know. But something happened there, thanks to a group of people that went through a year-long work, and thanks to what emerged in that moment in a state of flow, as you, and the primordial state, somehow we know what grace is. Yeah, everybody knows, somehow. But to get there, or to receive that, is not always an thing that easily presents itself. And there are a few factors that can help us to come in that state of grace. That is remembering that you want to lift the experience to another level than we are in the daily basis of twirling thoughts, being occupied mentally and then emotionally, being thrown in all directions. The human state can be like be imprisoned state in certain moments. We are caught by our thoughts and caught by our feelings and caught by the stories that are moving. And so how can we free ourselves for that to create space for grace? Create space for grace. Is that simple? But there are a few steps. And in the course, we also mentioned a few tools we can use with that. So the first one is that primordial, that primal memory that we all have, and a choice that we want to move on. And then what we need is being conscious. Because when we are in our stories, we are mostly not conscious. We think so often, but... And being conscious is that state in the sun cross between heart and mind. The chalice of knowing where we are and who we are. And then we create the space for spirit to come in. And that happens strongly in the course. And it, Dorian mentioned, as it's not one line in the sun cross, it were many parallels that came in. And I mentioned it as rain coming down. It felt like rain coming down. And it happened to me already in the prep of the lecture I had to do. And you know, it's our synchronicities. It just is happening, and you can't make it with your mind and your will. You need the will, but the will has to be the chalice that carries consciousness, mind, heart, and that chalice can open up for the experience. So we need that focus. And then we need to raise vibration. Now, that helps when we do the toning, for instance, or that helps when you do the meditation at them. Yeah, and individually you can do it, but it's sometimes difficult. But in a group we can do it, and I call that community and communion. Then we can raise that vibration, and that creates space again. And what comes in is a blessing. It is a blessing, it's a gift. Yeah, so there's doing. And like the Sufis say, we have to do, but we are not allowed to do. And that's the paradox. So somehow it comes then down as rain. And you can't make the moment, I want it now. It doesn't work like that. It comes like the wind. We mentioned a few tools that can help to raise the vibration, to open the door. We call them doorways to grace. And forgiveness, forgiving is one. And forgiving is a whole process of deep experiencing what is there, accepting, letting things be, and then letting things go. And then forgiveness comes not as, I forgive you. It's not a top-down thing. Forgiveness is an act, but it's also grace coming in. It's a gift. the deep experience from forgiveness is a gift of love. And another one is gratefulness, a doorway we mentioned. There are several. Being a service, serve, or give your gift is a way to raise vibration and to open up to grace. Love. Being connected, the first quality of love, opens up to a graceful experience. I have a little poem about how we can occupy our mind and emotional body with that which is not real. I like David speaking about the real and the unreal in the outer world, but also in our inner world. So, how can we de-imprison ourselves? And that poem is called The Game. And it tells drama. It grabs me. So gripping. I grab it. It has me in its grip. I identify with the grip. The grip is my identity. I ungrip. Finding identity, entity freed. So it's this gesture, making space. So simple. Truth is simple. I'd like to end my little talk with what is in our brochure about grace and the definition of grace. So Jerry mentioned short, an old formula of grace in the dictionary, which is about the grace of God. Yeah, and we are dependent on that grace. It's almost coming from a separation of God there, and we small human beings there, and then we repent enough that grace may come. We flagellate ourselves and so on and on. And anyhow, so, but there are a lot of other definitions of grace, and I like the Webster definition, the Sunrise Webster definition of grace, as is in this brochure, and it mentioned a few sentences. Grace is full acceptance and gratitude for the cycles of one's own life and the cycles of the world surrounding the individual. Grace is a state of forgiveness for all perceived wrong committed against oneself and others. That's a strong one. Grace is the total allowing of the flow from the creative source within the person and within the world around them. Grace is seeing that within the experiences that used to be seen as good and bad, there's an awesome, magnificent reality beyond. Thank you.